The Founding Fathers on Leadership. Have a pretty good idea of where you want to go before you act or attempt to inspire others. Sense your opportunity and seize the moment. Remember that the people are something of a vast, unwieldy machine and cannot be forced into anything. Make your vision simple and clear so that everyone may understand it. Begin communicating your vision slowly and softly so that others may first think it over. Invite the people to participate in your vision, building it with their own hands on the broadest possible foundation. Remember that ultimately the people are the source of all authority and power. Collect your thoughts and set your goals down on paper. Utilize your list of goals as a vehicle for achieving your vision. Organize by forming a variety of committees to achieve your goals. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. An enterprise can never be planned and carried on without abilities of skilled people, and those people must have principle or they cannot have confidence enough in each other. John Adams, 1786. I am persuaded and fully convinced that a permanent standing army is a necessity, and I mean one to exist during the war. George Washington, to Congress, September 2nd, 1776. Submit your sentiments with diffidence. A dictatorial style, though it may carry conviction, is always accompanied with disgust. George Washington, 1776. 3. Build your team and be decisive. Team leaders, John Adams, George Washington. Up to this point, the founder